Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, David Wesley, Rabbit Knight, Joey Devine, Kenny Gaddison, Kelly Tripucco, Sean Keith, Matt Geiger, Eric Lechner, Patreons, Bo Dooling, thank you, Bo. Oh, basketball, oh, thank you. Iceland, thank you, Iceland.
Oh no!
Joey, boy.
Oh no, Sean, you broke up there. Sorry. Oh, Ghost of Don Pardo, you broke up there.
Joey Devine.
Thank you, Ghost of Don Pardo. This is Round Ball Rock. Hi. That is the most scuffed opening we've ever done. But guess why, Sean? We do it live now, to quote everyone's favorite hero, Bill O'Reilly. Sean, we've been gone for 2 weeks, not because we wanted to, but because I have had a real rough time at work lately, and it sucks.
You have a time of it. Well, you know what? Sometimes, Joey, life gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Life, you know what?
You know how to make God laugh, Joey?
Mm-mm. How?
Make plans.
It's true.
That's why Death Cab for Cutie named their album that.
Isn't Life is What Happens When You're Making Other Plans? Yeah. That's like a fake John Lennon quote, right?
Yeah. It also might be the tagline for Dan in real life.
Well, Sean, we're in a weird moment here in the NBA season where it is not the playoffs, but mm-hmm. It's also not the regular season.
We are at the taint of the NBA right mm-hmm. now, Joey.
Yeah, it's very confusing. And also, I'm not sure if... Does that mean... Am I allowed to play this now?
Playoffs, player, turn up. Player.
Or do I have to wait?
No, this is... I'm in...
Am I allowed?
No, it's time.
Yeah. Oh, it's time? Okay, good.
I think these are the playoffs, right?
Playoffs. I gotta say, Nothing. I hear 2 seconds of that and can immediately see the entire promo in my brain.
Yeah, I can. It's the same way with the first two notes of the Warriors Great Timeout promo.
Yep. I don't. Well, hold on. Do I have Great Timeout on here?
That one also seems a little bit racist in hindsight.
I mean, it's problematic for sure, I would say.
It's more dorky, though, really.
Yes,
like,
it's definitely dorky. I somehow... Oh, wait, hold on.
It's a great time to have a ball. It's a great way to let it go. It's great for your basketball. It's a great time out. It's a great time out.
Now, Sean, please explain to our listeners... Was it a great timeout then?
It was not a great
How many timeout. Games did they win that season?
I believe this is the 2001 Warriors.
It's Anthony... I'm sorry, it's...
So it's Mookie Blaylock.
It's Antoine Jameson's rookie year, I believe, right?
No, it's later year? Than that. He's the star of the team okay, at this point. Yeah. So it's. I think it's the 2000-2001 season, or it's the year
That
after.
Sounds right. Jason Richardson is not there yet.
We, no, they get Jason yeah. Richardson because of how badly
yeah,
they do
yeah.
in the season. This is going
anyway.
Into
it was
that
a
year.
Bad timeout.
It's, yeah,
it was. A
it's
bad
Mookie.
Timeout.
It's Mookie Blaylock. It's a Donald Foyle. It's a guy named Tim Young who they picked in the second round and who never played in the NBA
but
after
does
that year.
Dance a lot it's, in that commercial.
It's a. It's just a bad sign when like that's one of the only guys you can get to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A Donald Foyle also in that commercial a lot.
Yeah, he is giving it his all, as is Antoine Jameson.
I gotta say, we are burning daylight here, though.
Sorry, you're right. We gotta keep going. We gotta, yeah.
We gotta take a call.
Okay.
Sean and Joey can't come to the phone right now, but luckily phones are the domains of me, a robot. If you know the extension of Tillman Fertitta, please dial it now. Press 1 to have a single beer with Zach Lowe. Press 2 for Senegal-related inquiries. Press 3 for movie times read by Brooke Lopez. Press 33 to hear problematic things Bill Simmons wrote in the early 2000s. Press 0 at any time to leave a message for Sean and Joey. That's right, you too can leave a message for Sean and Joey, just dial 323-682-0342. Once again, that number is 323-682-0342, please give me a call, being a robot is a solitary road.
The robot says that phone number way too fast.
Yeah, it's a little quick. It's a little quick. It's weird that the robot always says numbers so fast.
Uh-huh.
I guess, like, for him, it's like breathing air.
But yeah, for those of you listening who want to give us a call, please do. That fast phone number is also in the description of the episode. And we love hearing from you, our readers. These are our readers. I almost started playing the Bill Simmons Any Given Wednesday drop. All right, I need to remove it from the soundboard or else this podcast is going to be 30 whole minutes of someone saying soup is the perfect paper,
yeah.
Is the perfect food.
It is the perfect food.
It is the perfect food. Sean, we got a voicemail from our friend. Is he our friend?
I mean, he knows us. We don't actually know who this person is, but
it's not Lakers Paladin. It's the other Round Ball Rock related character that we don't do. His name is Carl Anthony Scaramucci. You might know him on Twitter as Hi, It's the Shocker. Who, for those of you that have read The Shocker, it's a highbrow, lowbrow, excellent writing website. But I would say their Twitter is...
Lowbrow? More lowbrow,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, more lowbrow than the highbrow, yeah.
This is like, it feels almost like there must be
like a reclusive version of like Nick Denton running the Shocker.
Anyway, Carl Anthony Scaramucci is always on Twitter complaining that Brian Windhorst is sleeping with his wife. Right? Wouldn't you say that's the number one thing?
It's
that
been
Twitter
coming up
does?
A lot. I mean, I think it started this year, and it has no signs of stopping.
Yeah,
I assume he lives in Omaha, Nebraska, home of Brian Windhorst.
I don't know what he wants us to do with that information, but I guess NBA, our favorite NBA writer, Brian Windhorst, please stop making Carl Anthony Scaramucci's life a living hell. But anyway, here is a call from our friend Carl Anthony Scaramucci.
Hey, Sean, Joey, it's Carl Anthony Scaramucci. Calling to get your guys' thoughts on a little situation I've got here at home. As you know, my wife's been fucking Brian Windhorst for the past 6 months or so, and she's never been happier, and I've never been more depressed. It's gotten really bad. They've got me paying him a weekly stud stipend, which is just ridiculous because he makes a lot more money than I do. Anyway, the other day my wife comes down and she's got a box, like a gift wrap box. She says, I've got something for you. And, you know, I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, maybe things are turning around, you know? And, so I open it up and it's a Nikola Jokic jersey. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I like Nikola Jokic. I mean, he's fun to watch. And, she's like, put it on. And I was like, okay. And she's like, you got to do it now. So I put it on, and no sooner do I have it on than I hear the doorbell ring. I go and answer it, and it's Brian Windhorst, and he's wearing a Joel Embiid jersey. And he says, go sit on the couch, you know, keep your eyes open, or ears open, rather, not my eyes. I'm not seeing any of this. Just keep your ears open, and you'll hear what a real MVP sounds like. And so I sit on the couch, and they go upstairs, and my wife's more vocal than she's even ever been before, which is saying something. And he's got her chanting MVP, you're the real MVP, all this stuff. And finally, I've had enough. So I get an idea and I go outside. I ring the doorbell and I open the door and then I shout up to her. I say, honey, there's someone at the door. It's aggregators. And, Windhorst loses his shit. He actually just jumps out the window and, fucks up his ankle pretty badly from what I understand. He claims that, he may not be able to record the Hoop Collective as a result. So my wife is fucking pissed at me. Like, she's not even talking to me. And I don't think what I do is that bad. I mean, fuck, I mean, look at my position. Anyway, I'm curious to hear what you guys think. Love the show. Take care.
So, yeah, Sean.
Can I just start on this?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's got to at least get that weekly stud stipend reduced, I think.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, it should
think
be...
I'm on Brian Windhorst's side here.
Well, you know, as Carl Anthony Scaramucci would say, the greatest ability is availability. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what his wife would say, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So maybe try being more emotionally available to your wife, Carl Anthony Scaramucci.
Yeah, I can't tell. I mean, he seems so obedient. Like, it's almost I mean, he's definitely being cucked. Do you think, is he embracing the cuck that way?
No, because if he were embracing it, he wouldn't be
getting
on
the
every Woj, but also on every Woj tweet, he wouldn't be replying about how Brian Windhorst is sleeping with his wife.
Yeah, I guess that's like his way of going to HR at ESPN, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Woj has so many sources that just saying something to Woj is like, you know, the aggregators will get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm happy for his wife, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She's never been happier. That is a rough situation. Get well soon, Windy, you know? I think that's my main take on it.
I mean, I guess the only response I have is...
Yoss, player, turn up, player.
Embrace it, baby, it's the playoffs!
It's the playoffs!
all right.
what I would say is, if he wants to get in good with his wife, he should call himself a jackass.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He should also, you know what? Here's how you get your wife back, Carl Anthony Scaramucci. Are you ready? Know what fucking soup got thrown at a coach and refuse, be man enough to refuse to tell anyone until 8 months later.
Maybe whisper it in your wife's ear.
Yeah. Or visit every state capital.
Yeah.
And know which ones are your favorites. Or
that's what a real, that's what a real man
does.
Have an old
woman on your podcast to talk about the Knicks twice a year.
I never announce it. Yeah. Just spook everybody.
I woke up this morning to a text from someone that just said, Windy has that old woman on his podcast again today.
Yeah. And you knew exactly who he was talking about, yeah. Right?
Of course. And speaking of, if you are an old woman, we would like to have you on our podcast to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And by old, I mean, we Joey's in Los Angeles, so that means 28 and up. We're kidding. But if Fran Lebowitz wants to do the podcast, she's welcome. We're not gonna trick her, take her out of context like Z-Way will.
All right. Sean, you know what time it is? It's time for some mail.
Oh, nice.
This is Round Ball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it Reader Mail? It is confusing for robots.
All right, Sean, what's our first question?
Our first question comes from Beeps, and it's referring to this Dave Dufour tweet. 2 weeks post-second shot today. Mm-hmm. Been listening to at Naima's cookout podcast all day.
Playlist, Dufour, not podcast.
Oh, playlist, sorry. Cookout playlist all day. Dufour Summer. Mm-hmm. And Beeps asked us, how would you define Dufour Summer?
Oh, well, my answer would be different than Dave's, because mine would be, being the alpha-est man at sports business school at Summer League. Luckily, Sean, you know who we know. We know Dave Dufour.
So oh, yeah. I asked him. He's an expert in Dufour Summers.
I asked him. I told him to call us on the phone. Here's his answer.
Okay.
So the fellas asked me to call in and define Dufour Summer. Now, this varies depending on the continent that I'm on. If I'm in Europe, Dufour Summer is all about getting on my bike, heading down to Spain, riding around the roads, eating tapas, drinking cava, you know, doing all the stuff that you do in Spain on a motorcycle trip, eating a lot of chorizo and things of that nature. In America, it's more about van trips, hopping in the van, throwing the dogs in there, sweating our asses off as we're driving around the West, camping and hiking, doing all that stuff, going to Vegas and drinking scotch with Larry Kuhn and not getting enough sleep and living in the gym all week. It's going to Montana and hanging out. It's popping up in all the random places that you never expect to see me, but you always really did. So that's Dufour Summer. I'm going to be in a town near you. Come hang.
That's right. Watch out, Carl Anthony Scaramucci. Dave Dufour is coming to fuck your wife.
Yeah. And, you know, I gotta say, I think there might be a little bit of Dufour Summer in all of us.
Well, you know what Dufour Summer does not include?
What's that? Player, turn up, player,
cinco, cuatro, tres, dos, uno. Because every summer is Tinder by Pitbull, the Tinder playoffs edition in Dave Dufour's head. Timber, I said Tinder, Timber, I meant Timber, Timber. Featuring well, Kesha and Pitbull.
Do you know what sketch was submitted by four different people when I was in the CBS sketch writing diversity showcase in 2014?
Oh, was it Timber?
A musical parody of Timber that was Tinder. It's great. All of them were funny in their own ways.
All right, Sean. I think we've got time for one more reader mail question. What should we answer here?
You know what? Let's answer this second question, and we'll save the second beeps question for next time.
This is from our friend Mike Burchett, and it says, if you were a franchise player, what are the more ridiculous demands you would make of an organization to, quote-unquote, keep you around?
I'm trying to think what I would... Would you want, like, a video game system in the locker room, Joey?
That's not that ridiculous. Plus, at that point, I'm so rich, I'm bringing my own video game system into the locker room. Okay. I mean, I'll tell you... I think I would demand the guillotine for all billionaires, baby!
Wow.
Give them the guillotine! It's time for democratic socialism to thrive, and I will be the richest man in town. I'm going to have to learn to control myself with this thing. I'm very sorry. It's a new toy, listeners. I promise. We're not now a soundboard related, a soundboard only podcast.
Look, we might be. I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world for us to turn into. I'm hyped now, though. I'm really hyped. But I'm unfortunately hyped to watch Kawhi Leonard and Boris Diaw on Spurs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I need to adjust my hypedness.
Isn't that also the same year where ABC played Santana Smooth going to the commercials? Every other commercial break. I think it is.
Smooth was literally the playoff song one year.
No, but I mean, I think it's one of those LeBron years. Someone at ABC had decided Smooth was like a Miami song, and they would play it going into commercial break, like... four times a game, and it was really, really funny. But back to my demands. I mean, obviously, you got your easy demands, right? You got hire all my friends for fake jobs.
Right. Like, that's the your classic corruption, like that. I definitely want to be able to just shoot. I want like full creative control over two bobblehead nights a year.
Yeah. Oh,
and they can like literally be anyone. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Obviously there's an Anthony Randolph bobblehead night for whatever team I'm on.
I would like to hire I would like to make one of my friends who has never designed anything design a t-shirt and make them sell it on the TV broadcast.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I would also make them have like, I would make them make like not basketball related ones, you know, like the David Gordon Green bobblehead.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like,
I also want,
like, I want a bobblehead for every member of Pavement.
Yeah. I want control of the food too. So yeah, I can't really think of any wild demands.
Beyond the guillotine.
I mean, beyond, but that's not that wild of a demand. Billionaires should not exist.
No, I mean, that's the right thing you should be asking for. Yeah, you'd control the food, though.
I would control the... Oh, that's what I was saying. But, and I'd do it on a tiered system, which is the opposite of my billionaire statement, probably. But, you know, I'd... make it so if I think you're playing bad, you're eating. And if you're
controlling,
yeah. And if you're playing well, you're eating steaks with me, baby, because I am Tony La Russa.
You know, that also feels somewhat like the plot of Snowpiercer.
Mm-hmm, yep, exactly.
You have to eat bug oatmeal. I thought you meant control the food in the arena.
No. That's like a real person's job.
What if you were allowed to punish the media with food too? Like, but not in necessarily an obvious way. You just start like they start ripping on you, and you're able to get them to substitute like Beyond Beef in all the burgers and everything. And like it's all defensible, but people are mad because the reporters just want to eat hot dogs.
Yeah, I'd do that. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. It's time to talk some news. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's big stories.
Yeah, some real big stories.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
That's right. It's news time. And we had two semi-playoff games today, so you know we're going to talk big news. Sean, what's our first story?
Our first story is, of course, that Cliff Paul is alive.
I know! It was mind-boggling! Like, what a turn of events! Cliff Paul, Chris Paul's estranged twin brother, is now alive in the State Farm commercials.
Now, I
they
had
assumed...
They
killed him off, what, 2 years ago? 3 years? When he went to the Rockets.
When he went to the Rockets, yeah. They knew that Tillman Fertitta would consider Cliff Paul another mouth to feed and ban him from the arena or, like, put him to work, you know what I mean? Like, he'd...
Yeah.
You knew that wasn't going to fly when it's Tillman time. But I'm not totally sure what he was supposed... What has supposed to... Okay, so, this
the
year...
The theme of this year's State Farm commercials has been Chris Paul has PTSD from being in State Farm commercials, right?
Yeah, because there's been disasters, animals destroy his house.
Alfonso Ribeiro was sneaking into his home to, like, murder him.
He was trying to, like, kidnap his children, too.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, deer and animals, and it seems like DeAndre Jordan and Dame Lillard were breaking a lot of stuff.
Clutch, the Houston Rockets mascot, destroyed his house.
Oh, he really destroyed his house. Like, even with James Harden there. That was maybe the most messed up one.
Yeah, while they were watching Damian Lillard in a playoff game.
And also, he had to... You know, I feel like he was pretty supportive of DeAndre Jordan's gender identity crisis as well with the Hoopers. But I mean, it's
got to be
tough.
When Kevin Love was a baby.
Horrific. Well, Dame Lillard was a baby.
Kevin Love was like a prepubescent.
God, that's...
Kevin Love was like... Kevin Love was... Literally looked like Anthony Jr. from The Sopranos.
I mean, I could see the same kind of attitudes together, too. Yeah, like, yeah. I got depression. Shut up.
Kevin Garnett was like a grandpa. I don't know. Anyway.
I think Kevin Love just discovered Camus and Nietzsche.
Nietzsche. Nietzsche. Yeah. Except he calls
God
him
God is
Nietzsche.
Dead.
Anyway.
So Joey, we got to find out how they're going to justify this because State Farm's not going to bring him back. Those guys think these things through. You know what I mean?
Like, certainly not going to bring back Oscar. Who was Cliff Paul's replacement.
That's a weird lateral transition. And then Alfonso Ribeiro, the stalker, kind of replaced him, and then
Jake from State Farm.
That's right. Who?
Weird
stuff.
This new State Farm commercial has Chris Paul terrified at a window with his children.
Yes,
saying we're in a State Farm commercial. Something bad is going to happen, and then the doorbell rings, and then Jake from State Farm is just sitting in his home. He just appears like a ghost at his breakfast bar and is like, everything's all right. It's State Farm. And then Cliff Paul comes out and is like, I brought donuts. And then his children are like, Uncle Cliff.
Right.
Who again, Cliff Paul died.
I mean, I think he died.
Well, they had a retirement party for him, but it made him look like he died.
It definitely seemed like he died. So, okay, where do you think he's been? Did he stay in Los Angeles?
I don't know. We need answers. I demand answers.
Now, here's the question. Mm-hmm. Is Chris Paul maybe hallucinating? Like, is this... My theory is...
All right.
This is like season 6 of Lost. And Chris Paul is actually having a flash sideways. He's in the sideways world because he actually died in Houston when he tore his
spoiler alert
quad.
For season yes. 5 of Lost, I guess.
Yeah.
And
actually they had a character Lost had Hurley, he's Surly.
Here's what I don't understand.
So,
how come Chris Paul didn't get any cushy State Farm money for any of his son's team? Because he did that in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He did it in L.A.
Right, like he...
Like Trevor Ariza and Harden were in the commercials when he went to Houston.
DeAndre Jordan was in those.
Yeah. So here's what I think is going to happen. I think secretly...
So he had nobody on the Thunder, right?
Yeah, but I mean, who would he have? Who was Dennis Schroeder?
Danilo Gallinari.
Yeah. So here's what I think is going to happen. And also, it was like a surprise the Thunder were good. Remember?
Oh, right.
But the Suns, people were pretty sure they were going to be good. So right. I think what's going to happen, just like you, I'm going to harken back to an old twist of a TV show.
Okay.
And I think at the end of the playoffs, it's going to reveal that this is all happening inside of a snow globe that Devin Booker is staring at.
While riding a bike, and then he crashes, and the snow globe breaks, and the Suns are in the lottery again, and he's like, oh no!
But, so anyway, I'm excited to see where the cinematic State Farmiverse goes from here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a modern meditation on identity and the duality of man.
Yeah, but more importantly, Sean, our other top story, we do it every year when we have to start watching big TNT games. TNT starts showing big promos for everybody's favorite show, Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So now it's time for a segment of Talkin' Barkin', our Animal Kingdom commercial watch show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the boss. Everything I do for this family.
It's time for Talkin' Barkin'.
What the hell have you given me?
Keep me in the loop.
Promos are confusing for robots. This show seems unpleasant. Take it away, you animal kings.
I'm gonna take it all.
All right, Sean. So it appears, according to the promo... Again, we should mention we have never seen the show Animal Kingdom.
Since then, I have seen the first four episodes of the show, which I believe aired like 5 or 6 years ago.
I've never seen an episode. I've never seen the movie Animal Kingdom, but I've never seen the show.
I believe the difference, as I understand it, is that
one takes place in Southern California.
California, and one takes place. It's a lot of surf crime. Yeah. The cinematic genre of surf crime. Mm-hmm. But I believe that the movie Animal Kingdom gets out of control faster.
Yes. I mean, obviously, because they're on season 7 of Animal Kingdom now, I believe.
Yeah, which is based on a movie that is not even 2 hours long, I believe.
But anyway, based on the promos for Animal Kingdom this year, it appears that Ellen Barkin is no longer on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to rename the segment of the podcast.
Well, and I thought we could call ourselves the Speed Men, but I think his character is also dead, Joey.
Scott Speedman is also dead, so now we're stuck with Sean Hattasy. We have to come up with some kind of Sean Hattasy.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Dennis Leary also no longer on the show. He was at it at one point.
He was there briefly. He was trying to keep her out of the loop, right?
Right. I believe he was the one initially trying to keep her out of the loop, So, but now she's out of the loop because she's dead. She's definitely dead.
So now after having seen just a few Animal Kingdoms, the guy I definitely thought was going to die very quickly appears to still be alive and on the show. That's all I'm saying. It seems like the Coen brothers have made it.
Mm-hmm.
Long hair, paley, little kid, and then like tough David Spade. Does that describe them well?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
anyway, that's been Talkin' Barkin', our aunt.
We still don't really know what happens on that show.
We do need to talk about another. This one is a lot more basketball related.
Yeah.
look, our favorite part about the playoffs, look, we're only technically a basketball show. If we had our druthers, we would be a TBS TNT promos show.
Yeah, because we don't actually watch the shows.
Yeah.
I did watch an episode of Search Party.
Yeah,
though.
They were hyping something really hard. I'm going to play the promo. Are you ready, Sean?
Yes, yes.
This is a new show on TBS.
I'm Dwyane Wade, Dwyane Wade, and this is The Cube. 15 feet of steel-edged plexiglass standing between you and $250,000. With cutting-edge technology, high-pressure gameplay, and a mind of his own.
I'm not here to make friends.
Oh, it's us!
To defeat me, you need nerves of steel.
You'll have 9 lives to beat 7 games. And if the cube is too much for you...
I can't believe I did that!
You may choose to get an assist from a world-class all-star athlete.
I'll try and beat the game for you.
I have confidence in you.
But you got no choice now.
You only have one shot.
Talk to me nice. He's just worried someone's going to win that $250,000 jackpot.
That would be highly improbable.
But not impossible.
Yeah!
Who has what it takes to beat The Cube? June 10th on TBS.
So yeah, that's The Cube hosted by Dwyane Wade, Sean.
Uh-huh, yes. Now, following in the grand tradition of game shows hosted by members of the Banana Boat.
Uh-huh. Well, LeBron did not host one of the game shows. He's just if you remember right,
well,
Tim
yeah, he participates in the wall.
Million Dollar Mile, and then he executive produces The Wall, hosted by
Chris Hardwick.
Billionaire Chris Hardwick, yeah.
That's true. That's true. Trophy husband.
Yeah, are there any nerds here tonight? Nerds, Chris Hardwick.
Points, Joey, points.
Now, the plot of The Cube, there's a plexiglass room that talks that
yes,
people
you're...
play beer pong in.
Yeah, they give you surprisingly simple tasks, but the idea is you're in this stressful situation because you're in the cube and it's not very big, but it's also clear. Yeah. And you're by the audience, and it's supposed to make you melt down under the pressure.
And your phone-a-friend is if you don't think you can play the beer pong game, you can ask Dwyane Wade to play it for
you. Beer pong for you, yeah. And it's or like do a word search,
or like,
I think.
Guess how many jawbreakers are in a jar.
Yeah.
I think
maybe there's like flashcards or something involved, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Anyway, I'm excited for it. I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Yeah. I hope the rules are also insanely complicated, like the rules to The Wall and
Million Dollar Mile.
Not only was it incredibly confusing, no one ever got very far.
Mm-hmm. But Sean,
it was canceled very quickly.
My question for you is: which game show, which Banana Boat member is gonna dip his toe in the game show? The game show realm next.
So I'm thinking
Mello, or is it Gabrielle Union?
I think it's I think it's gonna be I think it'll be Mello hosting the Orb.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the or it'll be like yeah.
Because yeah, we've had The Wall, we've had The Cube, the Orb is next.
And the end is you have to just put like a fancy fedora gently onto the Orb to win the jackpot. Chris Paul's never going to retire, though.
Yeah, so Chris Paul, it can't be Chris Paul.
Chris Paul could do like he'd have to do like a Weakest Link thing where he could yell at the contestants a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking, what was that show where like that old game show where people were lying about what they did? It was like seven people.
To Tell the Truth?
Yeah, To Tell the Truth. Uh-huh. But it's like everyone's wearing a Cliff Paul mustache, and you have to figure out which one's the real Cliff Paul.
Yeah.
What
if Cliff Paul hosted the game? Like, he just does like a Mike Myers Gong Show thing, and he hosts it as Cliff Paul and just never breaks. like, never acknowledges that it's actually Chris Paul. Like, they don't do any winking at all. He's just, like, deadly serious about being in character right. as Cliff Paul. Like, they...
What was if Mike Myers' character's
Tommy,
name?
Tommy Maitland, yeah, the Tommy host Maitland, of the Gong
the
Show.
Host of the Gong Show, yeah.
Which was, like, 3 hours of makeup to play a very weird character that did not add to the show. Mm-hmm. And basically, it still starred Will Arnett, primarily.
Sounds right.
I think Dr. Ken was on it, too, obviously.
All right, we should probably talk about the... Well, before we get to that, I want to finish up TNT. A lot of yeah. AEW promos tonight and not enough Alienist promos. I want to know what's going on with the Alienist.
We want to know. Yeah. Are they still murdering people? Are there aliens on that show?
The Alienist is, I think, the only TNT show I've almost ever watched. Where I'm like, no, this looks all right. Like, I don't like Luke Evans or the bad guy from Winter Soldier, from Captain America: Civil War, but I like Dakota Fanning. Sure, her Sherlock Holmes and around, that looks okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, let me know, TNT, step up your game. I need to know what's on the Alienist. In fact, I don't just need to know what's on the Alienist. I need to know, keep me in the loop.
Yeah. And if you have any thoughts on these TNT shows, if you watch them, if you have theories about what they might be about, we've never seen The Last Ship.
No. We do sell a t-shirt with The Last Ship.
That's true.
TeePublic, the link in the description of the show, to buy our TNT We Know Drama shirt, which of course says Franklin and Bash and Rizzoli and Isles and The Last mm-hmm. Ship, if you want The Last Ship version, or there's one without The Last Ship. We should talk actual basketball, though, huh?
Yeah, you're fine. Fine.
All right.
It's the NBA playoffs.
Play-in.
Playoffs?
Play-in?
What are you talking about?
Play-in?
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Play-in?
Playoffs?
Play-in.
Basketball for humans.
We're going to be championship.
Data for robots.
Both teams play hard, my man.
Both teams played hard.
All right, Sean, it was the Eastern Conference play-in tonight. You got anything to say about those games?
They sucked.
Yeah, they were really two of the more unwatchable games I've ever watched.
I will say this. Okay, so today I was thinking about how if you don't win the play-in, you're still in the lottery, and how that might be tempting for some people. And then I saw the Pacers injury report for today. Mm-hmm. Let me just read that real quickly. Hold on, let me pull it up. Hold on. I also amazed someone today by telling them that Cody Zeller was 28 years old. I'm just like, what? Shut up. So the Indiana Pacers injury report, mm-hmm. which came out a couple hours before the game. Brogdon questionable, Aaron Holiday questionable, Lamb out, LeVert out, Sabonis questionable, Sumner questionable, mm-hmm. Turner out, Warren out.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. I should have done this first.
Injuries. You hate to see them.
Certainly not the sight the Celtics and their fans want to see. Paul Pierce in a lot of pain. Had to be carried off. Then they put him in the wheelchair as he's going back to the locker room.
They are easily the worst part of basketball.
This is the sight that the Celtic fans want to see. And hear the ovation as he comes hopping out of the tunnel.
Except for when they're not injuries at all. And they're Paul Pierce shitting his pants.
So standing back there at the locker room when Paul Pierce came out was a pretty dramatic moment. He was followed out of the hallway by Danny Ainge.
Anyway, here are some real injuries, and not ones where a guy pooped his pants.
I always forget I have that one.
That one's pretty good. It tells an important story.
Uh-huh, it's basketball history, Sean.
So I said that injury report, and I thought, oh, well, the Pacers just want to be in the lottery.
But no, they kicked the shit out of LaMelo Ball.
In fact, Sabonis, Brogdon, all their questionable guys played. Mm-hmm. Now, they still had a lot of guys out. They started O'Shea Brissett. O'Shea Brissett scored more points than everybody on the Hornets today. They also started Doug McDermott, who went for 16 points in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. They beat the hell out of them. I still don't think Sabonis is an all-star, obviously, but he was pretty good tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's Nate Duncan who says that, not me. He was really good. But no, Charlotte, it was like, it felt like a summer league game. There was like no effort. It wasn't just that Indiana was making shots. They were like, guys were dunking and there wouldn't be anyone else in the picture. And it's like, you're in half court. How did you just abandon the basket like that? Anyway, that they beat the crap out of them. And then, In the Celtics-Wizards game, it was close for a half, and then the Celtics beat the crap out of them in the third quarter.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was doing work, because again, my work has been a nightmare lately, and it's partly why we haven't been podcasting. Apologies there. It's going to get better. But I was doing work, and every time I looked up, Alex Len was shooting. And I was like, is my TV skipping? Why is Alex Len shooting so much? And then I looked at it, and Sean, how many shots did Alex Len take tonight?
He took 8, Joey.
It's a lot of shots for Alex Len.
It's the same. It's more than Daniel Gafford. It's the same as Davis Bertans. It's more than Rui Hachimura. Mm-hmm. And it's more than Rahul Neto. By the way, I was looking at the Wizards bench. And I was like, Robin Lopez, Davis Bertans, like, Ish Smith, that's not a bad bench. And then you think, Alex Len and Neto are starting, though.
I will say Ish Smith is the only guy who showed up tonight for the all
Ish Smith,
Wizards.
17 points. Yeah,
I love Ish Smith.
I thought Bradley Beal was okay. He's just hurt.
He looked really hurt.
Yeah, but I mean, he was really trying his best. Jason Tatum put up 50. Mm-hmm. The youngest player ever to do that in the playoffs, I assume. Right? He's got to be.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Jason Tatum?
I did.
I'm Bill Simmons, and here's what I believe. I believe the defending NBA champ should wear championship belts to every game.
All right. I don't want to talk about tonight's games anymore. Do you have anything else to say? They were terrible. Oh, I do. We need to talk about Kemba Walker's fit.
Oh, yes.
Libertarian outfit in the history of NBA.
It was very confusing. He's wearing like a yellow beret, and then he's wearing essentially like what looks like a Dick Tracy raincoat. Is that right? Or like, Maybe it's the outfit that the killer in I Know What You Did Last Summer is wearing. Yeah. But on the back of this yellow rain slicker looking thing, he has the Gazden flag, the snake that says don't tread on me snake.
Yeah.
Which is a strong Tea Party symbol.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I mean, maybe that was to troll Gordon Hayward. Mm-hmm. Who might be watching the game when they switch teams. It was really weird. Like, is Kemba Walker secretly a libertarian?
I think no, but I'm guessing he was like, oh, it's Boston, right? Like, history. What's a tough history thing?
This is the Revolutionary War, not the tax revolution of 2000.
Yeah, not, I don't think Kemba Walker is worried that you're going to make him get a license to toast.
Right, right. Do you think he'd ever wear that hat? That
the libertarian no tax hat guy?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would love to see Gary Johnson start going to these games like Drew Bledsoe did that one year. Mm-hmm. That was really cool when that happened, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was trying to get the libertarian toaster debate thing. Actually, hold on, I've got it here.
You want a license? Okay.
Give me a second. Just got to download it and then drag it into this thing. But yeah, describe the big libertarian hat, Sean.
Okay, the big libertarian hat
is something you and I talk about with our friend Julian Rodriguez often.
Yeah, it's look, the libertarian presidential field is always pretty exciting. It was sort of a letdown this past year, probably just because of the pandemic and the incumbent was a little bit polarizing, so I think it was hard to get as much libertarian participation. And they were like really concerned about people making them wear masks at Walmart and like hoarding gold.
Well, they're really afraid of vaccine passports.
Posting women's L's online. I feel like that's a libertarian thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, here I have the clip. Here we go.
Okay.
Should someone have to have a government-issued license to drive a car?
Hell no!
What's next? Requiring a license to make toast in your own damn toaster?
That's from the actual libertarian debate. If I let it go a little bit longer, Gary Johnson would answer that he does believe in driver's licenses, and they would boo him. Booed.
The libertarian hat, by the way, it's like a Mad Hatter hat. It's yellow,
it's
and
like
it
a
has Jamiroquai taxation
hat. That's yellow.
It's kind of like
black,
a Jamiroquai hat, and on it says taxation is theft. Mm-hmm. And the guy's smile is so funny. He also has a matching tie.
Yeah, what's the guy's name?
His name is hold on.
Guy?
What is this guy's name? Dan Behrman.
Yeah.
He's from Georgia. Oh, he legally changed his name to Dan Taxation is Theft Behrman.
Mm-hmm. So from henceforward, we will be referring to Kemba Walker as Kemba Taxation is Theft Walker. All right.
By the way, the place I found that information was on the r/libertarian Reddit. And this 27 upvotes.
Well, guess what, Sean? You're now on a list, so have fun with that. All right, now let's talk about the games that are going to happen today.
Oh, yeah.
The West playing. Sean, how you feeling about Grizzlies v. Spurs?
I have a feeling that the Spurs might not try that hard. Mm-hmm. like, do they... Are they going that hard? Like, is Popovich maybe thinking, like, what if we just were able to add, like, the 10th pick, the 11th pick? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It seems like Memphis might be way more motivated, and that seems like that may have been a big difference in the results tonight. Like, it seemed like there were different effort levels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Sean, do it. This is going up the day of, so... let's do the opposite one. Sean, how do you feel about Grizzlies versus Spurs?
Oh, you know, you just can't bet against Greg Popovich in a game
Spurs
like this.
Might win.
Greatest coach of all time.
Look, the Spurs...
And DeMar DeRozan in ISO at the end of the game. Memphis has no answer for him.
Right.
Look,
they've just got young guys that want to play hard. I mean, the Grizzlies also have young guys that want to play hard, but I don't know. They've got Popovich.
And that's a factor. I would trade Giannis Antetokounmpo for Greg Popovich.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Who I would then trade for Brad Stevens, but I would make that trade.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Brad Stevens?
I did. oh, no.
I'm Bill Simmons, and here's what I believe.
All right.
Okay, so the next one, Joey, I'll ask you this time. Joey, sure. how do you think the Lakers and Warriors plan is going to go?
Oh, well, I mean, I just don't think you can bet against a healthy Lakers team. Earlier this year, they looked like the best team in basketball. They're one of the only teams that have got defenders to throw at Steph. Like, historically, KCP has always guarded Steph really well. And their defense, they have the best defense in basketball when those two guys are playing. Caruso can sort of is a really good underrated defender. You can put him on Steph. I really think they're going to just dare Draymond to shoot. And I think Draymond and Wiggins are just going to miss a lot of shots and they're not going to have the offense.
Yeah, I got to say, like, Wiggins has been a lot better. But, you know, KCP handles Steph as much as anyone does. And then, you know, it's just Dennis Schroeder and Montrezl Harrell are very the Warriors bench is going to have a lot of trouble with them.
Okay, now, Sean, again, it's going up the day of. We got to do it the other way.
All right.
Sean, what do you think of the Lakers-Warriors play-in?
You know, people always say that, you know, great players like LeBron, kind of like Kobe and LeBron, Kobe and Shaq before him, can flip the switch in important games. Here's the thing. This team hasn't been playing together that much. Like, LeBron tends to kind of tank the first game of a lot of series. He doesn't have that luxury anymore. And, you know, since Wiseman...
Steph Curry is probably the best player in basketball this year. He's not the MVP, but he's really been one of the most, like, he's been insane, not to sound like a homer. And
yeah,
I don't know. You got Steph and Draymond versus two hobbled guys.
It's just, you know, it's an unstoppable combo, that pick and roll that they do. And, you know, I mean, ever since James Wiseman went out, the Warriors have the best net rating in the league. So one game, with it not really being must win for the injured Lakers, I think the Warriors can pull it out.
Yep, I think so, too. And you know what that means?
It's a great time to have a ball. It's a great way to let it go. It's great for your best.
It's going to be a great time out. All right, Sean, is that our episode?
Yeah, we'll talk about...
We'll talk about Kwame next week.
Well, because he's not done yet. That's the thing. You don't review a movie
promos faster.
After act one. Yeah, you know, like, what I mean?
Yeah, he's releasing videos at a rate that only Stephen King writes books.
Yeah, I mean, look, did you ever think that you would be excited about the five words... that I'm about to say right now, Kwame Brown is going live.
Yeah, no, I didn't, but I can't wait to see how it ends.
I want more of the smoke. I do want more of the smoke, Joey.
Sean, what would you like to plug?
You can see my Zoom show is still going to be on Fridays for the remainder of May, so you can check those out on Friday nights at 7 at tinyurl.com/selfcarecomedy. And then I'm going to start doing the second Tuesday of every month. We're going to switch to weekly in June.
Awesome.
Because people are going outside a little bit now.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz. We're on May 7th, I tweeted, I can't wait till I can live in a 55-plus community.
Wow. You know what? That one's like he probably should, yeah.
I mean, things will certainly be softer on his poor body. Sean, did you write a song this week?
I did. As I announced last week, I am I'm getting right in Sufjan Stevens's face. I am releasing a song every episode about a different NBA city in alphabetical order. We already did On the Airplane Under the Rim for John Collins. This week, it's Boston, and our song is called Angie Day Women Protected 12 through 35.
Awesome. That's playing under us as we speak. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Who knows what's going to happen during that play-in game.
Woo!
an injured hip. He'll trade you to help the Pistons win a chip. He'll trade you while the owner's in Nantucket. He'll trade you if your grandma kicks the bucket. But I wouldn't have to get so faded. Everybody must get traded. He'll trade you if you talk about your vets. He'll trade you to get draft picks from the Nets. He'll trade you once you're no longer a renter. He'll definitely trade you if you're a German center. Well, it's been so eight since they paraded. So everybody must get traded. He'll trade you if you're having too much fun. He'll trade you if you are Doc Rivers' son. He'll trade you because he wants another banner. He'll sign you even if it screws his son Tanner. But the team is always overrated. So everybody must get traded. Perk. He'll trade you if you're taller, if you're white. He'll trade you if you might leave out of spite. His regard for the picks is so inflated. So everybody must get traded. He'll trade you if you did the big boss dance. He'll trade you two times if you're Antoine. And he'll trade you if you denounce Erdogan. Well, the guy enjoys it when he's tainted. So everybody must get traded.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.